How did it get here?
That's the thing. Nobody knows.
But has it been here a while? Is this the first sighting?
No idea, but I'm guessing it must be. Otherwise, surely someone would have reported it sooner.
I guess.
I'm not sure I want to be the one to discover it, though.
More from today's top stories. The votes of last week's election are still being counted. It's hoped the final count should be in the next day.
Also, the trial of Barbara Small continues. Damning new evidence was brought to light in court yesterday, which doesn't look good for her defence. We will, of course, keep you up to date on that one.
And finally, in today's top stories, the button thief has been apprehended. A small troll was caught red-handed on Saturday with a pocket full of buttons. Unable to explain how he gained them, the guards were quick to take him into custody. Buttons should be returned to their rightful owners this week.
It would seem it's been a busy week here in the Hollows.
I know, so much going on. Normally I'm all over the election coverage, but Barbara's trial has captivated me.
I can't believe all the evidence that's come out about her past convictions of killing people and animals with a bottom.
I know, she's crushed 3 children, a dog, 2 pigeons, and now Mad Mabel's cat, Butternut. She even destroyed one of Mrs. Becker's prize-winning pies in the fete last year.
I heard she swallowed that one whole.
I bet she's not happy about all that coming to light. I mean, the stairs and everyone will be talking about it now.
Well, that's one thing she won't be able to squash.
On that note, we'll be right back after the break.
Well, hi everyone, this is Deb.
And this is Beth.
And we wanted to take a moment to tell you about Dying to be Found. Beth.
Yeah?
If you were to describe our true crime podcast, what would you say?
Well, I tell people that our podcasts are not just about high profile murder cases. We also try to delve into stories that we think our listeners can relate to. Deb, how would you describe Dying to be Found?
I like to tell people that our podcast is open to the interpretation of our listeners. We also talk about missing persons who are dying to be found. But then again, there are criminals that are dying to be found. We're always open to whatever stories we report and really want our listeners to take an active role in why we do this. You can listen to brand new episodes every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts. And please visit us at our website at dyingtobefound.com and on social media at dyingtobefound.
So who do you think will win the election?
I really want it to be Captain Sprouts, but I'm nervous Mayor Scriven will win another term in office.
I don't think he's in with a chance anymore. I think between Sprouts and Pepper and Pook.
I'm still not convinced Pepper and Pook made a strong enough case in the closing arguments. I think a lot are worried about their integration plans.
Do you not think it's a good idea?
It's not that, it's just I don't think enough thought has been put into the logistics of it all. How are they going to execute that and, well, make it safe for everyone?
I'm sure they have thought that through. Not like they're just going to suddenly change it.
I know, but I think it will cause concern for a lot of people and it might have put them off voting for them.
Well, I guess only time will tell. I think the idea of the integration is a good one. It should happen.
I'm not completely disagreeing with you, just maybe it's a little too soon.
I guess. Things have been a bit up in the air in the moment.
Exactly. There's been a lot of upheaval of late and some extra strange goings on. I mean, look at these new creatures that have appeared all of a sudden, and crime is on the up.
Things are definitely unsettled at the moment. Everything in the Hollows feels strange. Well, more strange than normal.
Yeah, like a storm is brewing, a really bad storm. See, that's the thing. That was weird too. Where did that come from?
It made me feel a little uneasy, like something is lurking.
I feel like something bad is going to happen, like it's in the air.
I helped Thaddeus again yesterday. The adjoining hedges look so much better now that we've tidied it up on his side.
What hedge?
The one between mine and Thaddeus's.
He doesn't live next to you.
Yes, he does.
We've had this conversation before. I bumped into Thaddeus Blake. He told me the strangest thing. We know he lives alone on Linden Lane.
Yes, he lives in the house next to me.
Well, every so often he'd find like notes in his house, like little post-it notes, messages of sorts. He didn't say what they entailed, but it was somewhat of a secret admirer type of note. It's odd because everyone in the Hollows knows he lives alone. No one has a key to the house except him. There's no sign of anyone breaking in. But lately, he says messages have been left on his mirror when he's been in the shower, and they've taken a darker turn. Wait, there's no house next to you.
I've started to find notes around my house too.
Yeah, but there's no house next to you.
The one next door where Thaddeus lives.
I've no idea what you're on about, but you live out there all alone. I've never seen anything like it.
It's actually kind of cute.
Do they know how we got here?
Then they're still trying to establish that.
Well, hopefully it turns out not to be a scary one.
It doesn't look like it would harm anything.
Looks can be deceiving.
An increase in interference and a fear of interception over the guards' radio line has caught the guards, well, off guard.
It's left many with fears that someone might be looking into the Hollows and its residents from the outside.
Residents are asked to be vigilant and report any extra strange occurrences to the guards immediately.
We have been assured that we are as safe as can be here in the Hollows, but that of course hasn't dampened fears.
Definitely not. And now for some ads. Be sure to join us after the break, where we'll have the latest weather report as well as more on your top stories here in the Hollows.
Hi lovely listeners, my name is Lisa Marie Imre and I am the host of Coffee and Crime, a true crime podcast, where each week I sit down with a cup of coffee and talk about any kind of true crime story. So if you are interested in true crime, which I bet you are since you're here listening to this amazing podcast, or you like drinking coffee, then feel free to give Coffee and Crime a listen too. It is available on all major podcast platforms. You can also find Coffee and Crime on Facebook or Instagram, where the DMs are always ready for you to slide in with your thoughts and feelings, recommendations, or anything true crime related. So until then, be safe, be good, be better, and all that cheesy crap. And I will catch you guys over at Coffee and Crime.
Welcome back, listeners. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened there. I believe you have the weather report for us, Amelia.
I do. And this week's going to be yet another unsettled week. The rest of today shows heavy rain showers and a chance of thunderstorms. The bat storms that we saw yesterday seem to have subsided, but there appears to be a strange weather front coming in from the south. That is expected to hit us sometime during the night. Strangely, we haven't been able to identify exactly what type of storm this is, so residents are asked to prepare for the worst kind of torment.
Torment?
I said storm.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Anyway, with unpredictable weather throughout the night, tomorrow doesn't seem to look much calmer. More rain in the morning, followed by more heavy and persistent torment in the afternoon.
You did it again. You definitely said torment.
I didn't.
You did.
Can I finish this weather report, please? Rising temperatures tomorrow evening, along with swirling winds from the south, are set to cause more disruption for your travel home. And so a red weather warning has been issued. It's not yet clear if the siren will be sounded earlier tomorrow to ensure everyone gets home safe.
This really is all out of sorts. I also have to report some travel disruptions. Due to these frequent storms, no public transport will be running for this foreseeable future. Fallen trees all over the Hollows have brought down power lines and blocked roadways. This means trams are unable to run. Extra leaping llamas have been commissioned to offer alternative transport home.
And I think that's it for today, folks.
Yes, thank you all for joining us. This is Natasha Thorne and Amelia Everbleed here at The Hollows 66.6 FM.
Don't forget to tune in tomorrow to keep up to date with the latest happenings here in The Hollows.